set at your focus correct. Because insan in this life, it is very easy for him to lose his focus. He's with the wrong company, or he's the company that their thinking and their mindset and their outlook is different, but because of that company he's keeping, automatically his outlook starts changing. Now he starts thinking like the people that he is joining. For example, if he joins the wrong company, and their whole idea and outlook about life is to go for holidays and to enjoy themselves in entertainment, and because of the click now he's keeping, now he feels that that is the ideal of life, that we should focus more on our holidays and we should focus more on this type of enjoyment and entertainment. Or if he's with a group of people, they only involve in golfing, for example. Now his outlook also starts changing and thinks that, you know, most of my free time, I need to start spending it in playing golf, in learning how to play golf, because he's moving with those type of people. Like that, he doesn't spend time with people that are involved in football. Now whole time when they're talking about football, looking about football, they're seeing the football players. So his mindset now goes into this. The thing that will stop and will help a person come out of this is constant remembrance of death. Then he'll realize that what I should be thinking about, what I should be doing for this moth that is so apparent, and then the person will automatically help him, it will automatically help him to change his mindset and to come onto track. Even a person that isn't in this type of company, just the fact, the mere fact to think that there is such a thing as moth, all the time will cause him now to make increase in his istighfar, increase in his tawajjuh and his attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he knows that day is coming. Today's hadith we'll see how real moth is and how real qiyamah was to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat An Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha dhahaba thuluth al-layl qama fa qala ya ayyuhan nas udhkurullah ja'at ar-rajifah tadba'uha ar-radifah. Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu was the qari of this ummah. Beautiful qirat he used to, very very beautiful qirat. So he is reporting this hadith. He is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when 1/3 of the night had passed, he stood up. فَقَالَ, and he said, O people, اُذْكُرُ اللَّهِ, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember your Lord. And then he says, جَاءَتِ الرَّاجِفَةِ, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that the first blowing of the trumpet has come. ثُمَّ تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّاجِفَةِ, followed by the second blowing. جَاءَ الْمَوْتُ بِمَا فِيهِ, moth has come, death has come with everything that it comprises. Again he repeated this. After 1/3 of the night had passed, he woke up and he stood and he's saying these things. He's advising the people, Ja al motu bima fi, death has come with all that it comprises. Now we might think that the first blowing of the trumpet, the second blowing of the trumpet, death hasn't come as yet, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has used the word it has come. So what does it mean? Sometimes an expression, say for example we're all going for the ijtima, Allah give us all the tawfiq to go. So now we're waiting for the bus to come. The bus was supposed to come here, for example, at 2:00. And now already it's 2:15, everyone is anxious that where the bus hasn't come as yet. So one person outside, he spots the bus that's stopped at the stop street by Candleworth Road. It's waiting by the robot, because the robot is red. So he runs into the masjid and he says, the bus has come, the bus is here, the bus is here. He screams to everybody. Everyone gets happy. Meanwhile, the bus is not here. He's still there by Candleworth Road. But this is an expression to show that it's very, very close. Very close. Or like sometimes when a person says, right, assalamu alaikum, I'm gone. He's still there in the house, he hasn't yet gone, but he uses that expression, I'm gone. What it means is, I'm about to go. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is showing us how close Qiyamah is. That he used the word past tense, that it has already come. It's already here. It's just here. Like that person who's seeing the bus there on the stop street, saying it's already here. I mean, it's not here, but it's very close. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that Qiyamah is so close. This was the manzar and reality in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He could picture it almost, it's already here. فَقُلْتُ, then Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, this is how Sahaba respond. They don't just hear it and they just keep quiet. So now he responded immediately, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنِّي أُكْسِرُ السَّلَاةَ عَلَيْكَ, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I send a lot of durood. إِنِّي أُكْسِرُ السَّلَاةَ عَلَيْكَ, I send a lot of durood upon you. فَكَمْ أَجْعَلُ لَكَ مِنْ صَلَاتِ, how much must I send? Please tell me how much durood must I send upon you every day. فَقَالَ مَا شِئْتَ, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, whatever you want to. So he replied, قُلْتُ الرُّبُعُ, should I fix at least 1/4 of my day where I send salawat, durood upon you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, مَا شِئْتَ, whatever you wish, فَإِنْ زِدَّ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ, but if you increase salawat and durood upon me, it will be better for you. قُلْتُ فَالنِّصْفُ, then I asked Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, what if I fix half my day just sending salawat and durood upon you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ مَا شِئْتَ, whatever you want to send, you must send. فَإِنْ زِدَّ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ, if you increase, it will be better for you. Qultu fathuluthain. I said, O Rasulullah SAW, what if I spend 2/3 of my time sending salawat upon you? Qala ma shi'ta, if you wish, whatever you wish, fa in zidta fa huwa khairul lak, if you increase upon that also, it will be better for you. Qultu aj'alu laka salati kullaha. I then said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if I fix all my time sending the root upon you? O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole time he wanted to, was prepared to fix for sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam replied to him, Idha tukfa hammak wa yughfaru laka dhambak. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, if this is what you do, all your time you're sending salawat upon me, this will be sufficient to remove all your grief and worries, and to forgive all your sins. So ulama explained from this hadith that durood is a very, very, very effective method and means of a person removing worries. It comes in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Man salla alayya salatan sallallahu alayhi ashara. That person that makes sends salawat, sends darood upon me one time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down 10 special blessings upon him. Allah Pak sends salawat upon him means 10 special blessings upon him. So when the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming down upon him, then automatically his grief, his worry, his sorrow goes away. So any person is faced with any type of grief and any type of worry, very, very effective method is to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One time you send, Allah Pak is sending 10 times the special blessing down upon you. So this is the first thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, that if you increase your whole day, you do this, this is what will happen, that your worries and your grief and everything will be removed. The second benefit it will be is your sins will be forgiven. So this is, shows us the benefits of Durood Sharif. Any person, in fact, ulama ikram explained that sometimes the person is going for operation. Now he wants to know, I'm going for a procedure, I'm going for an operation. What should I read? They prescribe, many of our Akabir, they prescribe Durood Sharif. Because it has this benefit of a person getting calm, getting solace. And they find that everything in that whole procedure and operation goes very, very easy just by reciting Durood Sharif. So this is something very easy. As we're driving, we can read. As we're walking, we can read. As we are moving, we can read. It's something that can be our companion all the time. And after all, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has done so much for us. What will it cost us if we send one salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanallah rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.